when you canned it in April, was there a thought back then that you would actually do it before the end of the year if you could, or was this something that just came about recently?
There was always the chance that we've always worked towards being, you know, how do we make it happen within the year? Because it's a yearly thing. It would be terribly shame that it would be reflected by being a gap year. So we've always had that idea. However, you never know. Anything can change at a moment. So you go, okay, we are COVID-19 ready for any scenario, but there's only 3 days left. So yeah, we are ready to run.
Okay, now it's going to be different, obviously, because of people from interstate and overseas weren't able to travel. But I think what you're doing is you're actually getting some people to paint their murals on site where they are and have them sent through to you later on.
That's right, because it's can you imagine, it's the International Mural Fest. But this year we had, I think, 5 different people from overseas enter, but the judges didn't select those ones. So in a way that's lucky, but we have got 3 entries, 2 from Victoria, 1 from Queensland, and they are painting exactly the same time. The Queenslanders are working on our time frame, so it's exactly as the town crier starts at 9 a.m. they will start painting as well. So yeah, that's that moment where we've had to adapt. You're
in
a mural fest. We love a challenge.
Yeah, and look, people don't understand how it works. They are actually on a time frame. They've got, I think, 5 days to do it. And obviously the Tasmanian ones will be doing it at Sheffield through the week, starting on Sunday. And there's always a theme every year. What's the theme this year? I think it's quite poignant. I actually heard it, but I can't remember. It's quite poignant given it's 2020.
Who would have known? Visions of the future.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? But yeah, there you go. It's visions of the future. And that's the interesting thing around the mural park. People will be going, the vision of our future, who could have known this? But it is, when you see the art, it's incredible what they've come up with. On Friday, we're putting the mural, the program up on the Mural Fest Facebook, so people can have a quick snapshot and be tempted to come up and look at these 9 murals. The ones that are from Victoria and Queensland, we have their miniatures. So in front of their mural will be the miniatures, that
okay,
they'll be able to see what the art is going to be like. And those murals are going to travel to the mural park. We're going to get them down here.
The miniatures are about the size of a TV screen, and they have to paint those first, and normally there's a launch for that, and obviously we couldn't do that this year either. But the mural park itself will be open to the public, as is always the case. Everything will be done COVID safely, of course, but it's opening from, is it 9 on Sunday?
The town crier will be in the park at 9 a.m. and get them all started on the dot.
Okay, and will there be a People's Choice Award this year, given that 3 of your entries are from interstate? That might be a bit difficult, perhaps.
It is difficult. There is the Inter Prize, that's $15,000 to the actual winning artist. There's the Highly Commended prize, which is $5,000 to the, you know, second, you know, the Highly Commended one. And then there's the finalists get a fee every year for just being there. But there isn't a People's Choice, but everybody will always come into the park and go, that's the favourite. I know it's my favourite. It's good.
Well, everyone I've picked so far hasn't won, so I don't know anything about mural art, obviously, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know what, there's some people who have talent for a voice on the radio and some people have talent for art. I have no idea, but I know how to make them work.
You stick to your job and I'll stick to mine, I think, is probably the best advice we can give at this stage.
<That's it. laughs>
Penny, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I hope it goes well for you next week. And with a long weekend coming up, there's plenty of opportunity for people from Sunday morning onwards to have a look at it in process.
Indeed. Yeah. Every mural fest is different because the art is different. Kids, come on up. We've got the mini murals only happening on Sunday the 1st, Monday the 2nd and Saturday the 7th. So that's the times that the kids will be coming into the park. But kids, come on in and gee the artists up. Make sure you get them painting.
Awesome, Penny. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day, Martin. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Come on up and see me.